Donald Trump is elected president. His victory is a stunning rejection of the establishment. Donald Trump was elected the 45th president of the United States on Tuesday in a stunning culmination of an explosive, populist, and polarizing campaign that took relentless aim at the institutions and long-held ideals of American democracy. The surprise outcome, defying late polls that showed Hillary Clinton with a modest but persistent edge, threatened convulsions throughout the country and the world, where skeptics had watched with alarm as Mr. Trump's unvarnished overtures to disillusioned voters took hold. The triumph for Mr. Trump, 70, a real estate developer turned reality television star with no government experience, was a powerful rejection of the establishment forces that had assembled against him, from the world of business to government, and the consensus that they had forged on everything from trade to immigration. The results amounted to a repudiation, not only of Mrs. Clinton, but of President Obama, whose legacy is suddenly imperiled. And it was a decisive demonstration of power by a largely overlooked coalition of mostly white working-class voters who felt that the promise of the United States had slipped their grasp amid decades of globalization and multiculturalism. In Mr. Trump, a thrice-married Manhattanite who lives in a marble-wrapped three-story penthouse apartment on Fifth Avenue, they found an improbable champion. "The forgotten men and women of our country will be forgotten no longer," Mr. Trump told supporters around 3 a.m. at a rally in New York City just after Mrs. Clinton called to concede. Mr. Trump's win, stretching across the battleground states of Florida, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, seemed likely to set off financial jitters and immediate unease among international allies, many of which were startled when Mr. Trump, in his campaign, cast doubt on the necessity of America's military commitments abroad and its allegiance to international economic partnerships. From the moment he entered the campaign, with a shocking set of claims that Mexican immigrants were rapists and criminals, Mr. Trump was widely underestimated as a candidate, first by his opponents for the Republican nomination and later by Mrs. Clinton, his Democratic rival. His rise was largely missed by polling organizations and data analysts, and an air of improbability trailed his campaign, to the detriment of those who dismissed his angry message, his improvisational style, and his appeal to disillusioned voters. He suggested remedies that raised questions of constitutionality, like a ban on Muslims entering the United States. He threatened opponents, promising lawsuits against news organizations that covered him critically and women who accused him of sexual assault. At times, he simply lied. But Mr. Trump's unfiltered rallies and unshakable self-regard attracted a zealous following, fusing unsubtle identity politics with an economic populism that often defied party doctrine. His rallies, furious, entertaining, heavy on name-calling and nationalist overtones, became the nexus of a political movement, with daily promises of sweeping victory in the election and otherwise, and an insistence that the country's political machinery was rigged against Mr. Trump and those who admired him. He seemed to embody the success and grandeur that so many of his followers felt was missing from their own lives and from the country itself. At his victory party at the New York Hilton Midtown, where a raucous crowd indulged in a cash bar and wore hats bearing his ubiquitous campaign slogan, "Make America Great Again," voters expressed gratification that their voices had, at last, been heard. "He was talking to people who weren't being spoken to," said Joseph Gravagna, 37, a marketing company owner from Rockland County, New York. "That's how I knew he was going to win." For Mrs. Clinton, the defeat signaled an astonishing end to a political dynasty that has colored Democratic politics for a generation. 8 years after losing to President Obama in the Democratic primary, and 16 years after leaving the White House for the United States Senate as President Bill Clinton exited office, she had seemed positioned to carry on two legacies, her husband's, and the president's. But over and over, Mrs. Clinton's weaknesses as a candidate were exposed. She failed to excite voters hungry for change. She struggled to build trust with Americans who were baffled by her decision to use a private email server as Secretary of State. And she strained to make a persuasive case for herself as a champion of the economically downtrodden after delivering perfunctory paid speeches that earned her millions of dollars. Uncertainty abounds as Mr. Trump prepares to take office. He will thoroughly reimagine the tone, standards, and expectations of the presidency, molding it in his own self-aggrandizing image. He is set to take the oath of office on January 20th.